And thank you, Kane. 60 now at our studios. Heading for a little cooler temps by the end of the week. Another update coming up with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams around 8:35. Today, top it out around 68. Yesterday was warm, too. Almost kind of patterned here. All right, we'll get your commentary on a lot of things coming up this hour. Text line, phone line, 343-0106, 343-0106. Invite in studio here, Garrett Williamson, president of Personal Edge Fitness, because we're talking about the workout for Wounded Warriors in Action. Garrett, thanks for being here. I'm going to get you a little closer to that mic, too. There you go. Just get right up on it.
Great. Yep. Thank you so much for having me, Sean. I appreciate it.
Hey, first of all, let's talk about workout for Wounded Warriors in Action. Explain this to me. How long has it been around, and tell me what y'all are doing?
Well, actually, we'll speak a little bit about the organization first. In 2007, Wounded Warriors in Action was founded. It's a 501c3 dedicated to healing the hearts and minds of our Purple Heart recipients through outdoor sporting activities. In this particular event that we're raising money for is a local event. They put on a whitetail deer hunt and a deep sea fishing trip for Purple Heart recipients from all different wars, Korea, Gulf War, what have you. So they invite these guys in. It's all paid for. They come in, spend a few nights hunting or fishing. And then on top of that, they get a chance to spend some time with some guys that are going through some of the same experiences as them. So it's a fantastic event. So what we do is we actually put on a workout that raises money for them to put these events on. In fact, we started this 10 years ago, and but through the success of it, they were able to add the second event, the fishing trip and what have you. So we've enjoyed being a part of it. So
I would love to know the reaction when your Purple Heart recipients get to meet those who are part of, you know, the raising the money, the workouts, or just anyone on your team, how that reaction, that exchange of positive energy, how that happens.
Actually, it's pretty well completely overshadowed by our amazement. I mean, we stand in awe of what they do. This is something. This is a labor of love for us, and pales in comparison to what they've done and their dedication. That's for sure. So, we're thankful that we get to take part of it in it, and we actually go to the event. So it's great to raise money for something like this, but actually see where each dollar goes.
Exactly.
And the guys that it helps and what have you. So it's been an absolute labor of love for us.
What brought you to Wounded? The workout for Wounded Warriors in Action.
Well, actually, this was introduced to us. There was a workout that we were doing towards the end of the year, and it was kind of fun. Christmas Eve, you know, a bunch of people getting together and doing a circuit workout. And we thought, well, this is so well attended, we ought to make it a fundraiser. Well, we had a client that happened to be putting on this event, this Wounded Warriors in Action event, and they were doing it gratis. I mean, they were taking care of it. They had several friends of theirs that were getting together and putting this event on. And we thought, well, this would be a fantastic way to raise money for it. So our clients and the public have jumped in and really taken part. Now it's 10 years going, it's been, like I say, it's an absolute labor of love. So
well, let's talk about this. Somebody listening to us right now says, yeah, they want to take part in this. Give me a date. Give me a where. Talk me through this.
Sure. Well, we're hoping that everybody that hears this, of course, wants to take part.
That's right.
And everybody that hears this can take part in one way or the other. So the event, the workout is actually this Thursday evening, 6 o'clock, February 7th, at Personal Edge Fitness, which is 513 West I-65 Service Road North. It's a 30-minute circuit-style workout. Most anybody can take part in it. Our trainers put it together, and they actually make it so that it can every exercise can be modified to accommodate pretty much any ability. And so the workout itself is $55, but like I said a minute ago, everybody that hears this can take part in it. And the reason for that is we have a fantastic T-shirt that goes along with this.
Yeah, that picture, y'all check the Twitter feed.
Already Kelly, posted,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, Kelly put it up on Twitter feed. It's on Kelly's Twitter feed and mine.
Exactly, and we got a little bit of a surprise because I'm actually holding back on it. That's last year's shirt you're seeing, so this year's is even better than that one, that's for sure. So
nice.
Promotional Design does a great job for it, but you have an option that you can actually buy a shirt, support the troops, and stay home if you'd like.
So you can walk around like you got people like, oh man, Sullivan did the workout and I just bought the T-shirt.
The secret will be kept with us, I promise.
And when people come out, they get to also be introduced to all the great programs that you have. I'm on your website right now. I mean, you have pre and postnatal training, core training, functional training, senior exercise. So you're making sure to address the entire body for the entire family. And that's really what this is about when you talk about giving back in such a big way.
Well, that's why, that's why we're able to put on a workout like this, because we have the most qualified staff in the Southeast. All of our trainers have at least a bachelor's degree in the field of either exercise science, physiology, kinesiology, and even sport medicine, because we do some rehab work. Mm-hmm. But because of that, we're able to adapt this workout for pretty much any ability. So we're quite proud of that. And we do anything in fitness and sport that's not illegal, immoral, or fattening.
Wait, and excuse me, you were a pole vaulter?
Yes, yes.
What?
Oh, it's
wow.
Really that. You know, people get amazed by that, and I appreciate that. Thank you very much for your reaction. But pole vaulting is quite simple. It takes some upper body strength, you know, some gymnastic ability, a little bit of speed, and a frontal lobotomy. And
it's it's quite simple. You know, you get this pole, and you launch yourself into the air.
Right. Except if you're afraid of heights.
Exactly. Well, yeah, it could be. That's quite part of it. I'm not so sure. My parents were very encouraging about being involved, and I'm not so sure if it was for my own well-being or not. But it ended up being great. Thank you for asking about that, though.
So I got to ask this while we're off the, off the event. We'll come right back to it. But so how many pull-ups can you do?
Enough.
I'm looking at this guy, and I know he can do. I mean, he's got the pull-up build.
Oh yeah, he shook my hand and almost nearly broke it up.
Yeah,
I take it easy though. I work with him one arm at a time. I don't like to do him with two arms.
Oh,
because I think there was some stat out the other day that said the average American can do like three or something like that, or four pull-ups.
I think that's sit-ups. Sit-up to turn the snooze, the alarm off, the snooze, lay back, sit back up.
So. I can do that. I can.
Well, we're doing what we can to
winning.
Change that, of course.
All right, so once again, this is coming up on...
This Thursday evening at 6 p.m. It's February 7th at Personal Edge Fitness. And come out. It's a great event. Not only that, I neglected to tell you that we've got Tropical Smoothie, comes out every year and brings some great food for us. And if you stick around long enough, there's a rope climb challenge that if you give it a shot and try the rope climb, your name goes into a hat to win a year's worth of ice cream from Cammie's Old Dutch. And that's the reason to show up right there.
Wait a second. I think we need some antitrust legislation going on here. If you and Cammie are working together, so Cammie, we go have our moon pie ice cream. We put on an extra pound or two during Mardi Gras. We come to you to get it off. Then we win, and we win more ice cream.
And well, you rock your shirt.
You've got to agree that's a fantastic scam. Co-op that we have going on there.
Love it. Okay. More information also, we've got the link through on our Twitter feed, but if they want to go to your Twitter or your Facebook page?
Go to our Facebook page and go check out our events, and you can click that.
Just go to Personal Edge Fitness on Facebook?
Personal Edge Fitness on Facebook, mm-hmm. and go to our event page, and it's actually on our Facebook page right now, but they can click the tickets, and that'll take them to a page where they can sign up for it.
Or I'm not saying I would do this, but if I wanted to go just get the t-shirt, I could go to the same place.
Absolutely. Like we said, Sean, you will be doing the workout, and you will have the t-shirt. That's the story we were going with.
That's
everybody.
Right. I'm good.
The
You're good with that one?
With
exactly.
Them,
excellent. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for being
thank y'all so much
thanks for doing
us.
This.
Appreciate it.
Y'all, more information online. We'll have it up on our Facebook page as well as Garrett's. Y'all can check it out. We'll talk about this throughout the week to remind you what's happening on Thursday. All right, 8:15, heading to the phones at 343-0106, plus what's coming up in Montgomery. Kelly had a story about a bill that's back, and it seems to be, fourth, fifth year in a row. Talk about some of the nuance on that bill and a whole lot more. We return 343-0106. FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Glad you're here. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Phone number, text line, 343-0106, 343-0106. Also, reminder, starting on Friday, it is the Mobile Boat Show, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We get our coverage started with Midday Mobile on Friday, and then be there as well for the special. We do this once a year. 2-hour live from location, FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors. Mike Ward, my co-host, and I will sit down, and we'll be doing the show right there from the Convention Center at the Boat Show. Your chance to stop by and say hello. That starts at 10 o'clock, the normal slot where the midday replay is. We'll be doing the show from 10 to noon there. Also, we have a lineup, again, of the greatest guides in saltwater, freshwater, inshore, offshore fishing to talk with, and they will be there with us from Friday, Saturday into Sunday. So it's kind of cool. What we did with the folks at the boat show when they came to us to do this years ago, instead of doing like a seminar where you probably maybe don't want to raise your hand, ask a question in front of everybody or whatever, this is your chance just to walk up and sit down with these guys and talk about where they're catching fish, how they're catching fish. Heck, we tie more knots and rig more tackle each year for folks. They say, hey, you were talking on the report the other day, Captain Bobby was saying he's doing this, we tie that rig. Or if Captain Charlie Gray from Gray Gulf Charters is talking about something on the Saturday morning show, we tie those rigs as well. Come out, we're talking about kayak fishing as well. A whole bunch of stuff coming up, and that starts on Friday at the convention center.
Yeah, one of my favorite parts every year about the boat show and the group of experts that you assemble is I like just sitting around and seeing you guys goof on each other and then tell the story of big catches you've had, great hunts. It's really cool to see all these experts come together at one time.
And it's no fish tail? Is that
no.
What
well, though they're probably, it's probably pretty deep. It's probably fathoms deep in fish tails going on there as you come out. But no, it's a lot of fun. And we'll see you out there this weekend. I'm going to grab a call or two, and then I'll get into a couple things here. Number one, the bill has returned to do away with concealed carry permits for the state. This has happened before. We'll get into this and or not make them mandatory, and I'll explain why that nuance is important too. Also on the way, your favorite Super Bowl ads. It's getting a lot of people sending theirs in, you know, which ones they like best. I didn't see them all, but and I don't think it was the best crop of Super Bowl ads ever, but an emotional side, I like the Kia ad about West Point, Georgia. You know, regular folks doing their stuff to do something extraordinary with the vehicle. Also, because I'm a fan of Game of Thrones,
that was good.
Did they cost share? Did HBO did HBO put up like half the money and Bud Light put up half the money or so? I don't know how that works, but that ad too.
$5.5 million for a commercial, something
Cha-ching.
Right around there.
Cha-ching! All right, let's go to the phones. And David is in Mobile. David,
hey, good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I'm imagine y'all have heard about this new addition that some states are doing to the abortion bill, where if I understand it right now, a baby can now be born laying in a bed, breathing the same air me and you breathing, probably have already cried some, and we're going to have a discussion if we want to kill this baby or not.
Okay, so that's hinging off of what was said last week in Virginia. Now, that was a discussion from the governor there, but the difference is, that was his completely heartless, boneheaded statement. The legislature would have to vote on it, and from the people I've talked to, it has no chance in the Virginia state legislature of passing. It was, the governor kind of riffing, so thank goodness for that. But yeah, to hear him say that, it was beyond disgusting. I think you heard a lot of people last week say, holy cow, the only saving grace is, David, that's that person's opinion, and our system that was set up by our founders is protecting that from going through.
Yeah, I mean, that you would even think that some people who's for abortion would be against that.
Absolutely.
I hope so either way.
Yeah, and that's how it. That's why it's kind of, they said, you know, he said this, and this is part of the discussion, but at least the people that seem to know what's going on in Virginia politics says it doesn't make it to the next step. And I appreciate the call. Leaves the line open, 343-0106. We will probably get back into that. I know Mike Gallagher will today at 9, so I'm sure he'll have more details on that. All right, so the story this morning, Kelly, you had mentioned, because session starts March 5th,
right.
But don't worry, y'all, they're already doing... they're already working on sausage making in Montgomery. They've had so many meetings over the last month up there, or over the end of January up there, to get ready for session. Because they're, you know, whether they're talking about lottery or Medicaid expansion or gas tax infrastructure, that's part of it. Some of the things are new, like a Republican-backed lottery bill. That's new. That's new to the state. Republicans, even the governor, like you mentioned this morning, kind of seeming positive about Medicaid expansion. That's something new. Also, well, I wouldn't say the gas tax infrastructure is not new. It's coming back. But another one that's coming back is Jerry's bill.
Yeah, so a proposal to end the requirement for a permit to carry a concealed gun. That's what is back in discussion. Senator Gerald Allen, he is a Republican from Tuscaloosa, has filed a bill that would repeal the requirement for a permit Now, this bill would not eliminate permits, but they would no longer be mandatory. So the senator has sponsored this bill for several years. It did pass the Senate in 2017. Very strong support from the Republicans, very strong opposition from the Democrats, but then it died in the House. So what I told you earlier this morning, Sean, and our friends, police and sheriffs, they have led opposition to the bill in previous years, and they argue that the requirement for a permit is an important law enforcement tool.
Right. Okay, so a couple things. Number one nuance is when they first brought this bill up, they said they would do away with the concealed carry permit for the state of Alabama. Mm-hmm. They didn't think about that. Imagine that. Politicians come up with a bill they haven't thought through completely. And even those people that were proponents of doing away with the requirement said, no, we have to have it as an option. Why do you think you need it to still, even if you were for doing away with it in Alabama, why would you need it?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to travel.
Mm.
Because you have reciprocity, okay? So, and there's, I can send you a couple different websites out there that you need to check out before you travel if you conceal and carry, which states recognize the concealed carry permit from which other states.
Okay.
If we went to no concealed carry permit, there would be no reciprocity. So you would be able to have it in Alabama, but you couldn't travel with it because other states wouldn't have changed their laws. So you would have to have, even if Alabama did not have a requirement for a concealed carry permit, for mm-hmm. me to leave and travel, outside the state of Alabama, I still have to have something in my wallet to show another state that has reciprocity that I am okay.
Got you, because the different states don't necessarily speak to each other.
Right, and there's certain, and some states don't recognize other states' concealed carry permits. Some states do. It's just, there's network. If you look at the maps, and like I said, we can link up websites. You can go, before you travel and you conceal and carry in Alabama, you need to go look at which states recognize.
So Bobby Timmons, he's the executive director of the Alabama Sheriff's Association. He says that he would request a public hearing on the bill after the legislative session begins on March 5th. Now, what we've learned in this article, and this is what you reacted to earlier this morning, Sean, is that pistol permit fees vary by county mm-hmm. because they are set by local bills passed by the legislature. That's according to Timmons. He says that the money is not the main reason, though, that sheriffs want to keep the requirement. State law says a gun owner is required to have a permit to carry a concealed gun, except on land under his or her control or in his or her own abode or his or her own fixed place of business. No person shall carry a pistol in any vehicle or concealed on or about his or her person without a permit. That's Code of Alabama, Section 13A-11-73.
Right. So part of this is the fact that, yes, there's going to be differences in different counties in the state, but I'll speak for this. Having had a Bogalusa County Sheriff Sam Cochran ask this question and answer it 10 different times on our shows over the time. If you had to transport a handgun, say you're going to the range, say you don't have a concealed carry permit,
okay.
and you want to transport it to some property you're going to go shoot at, the range, wherever, mm-hmm. if you have it secured, ammunition out of it secured elsewhere, like if you had a car, it was put it in the trunk.
Okay.
For example, I remember asking him, I said, what about a truck box for a pickup? You could do that. Or even extreme case, somewhere where you couldn't
reach it. Okay.
And in other words, it's not ready to go. The ammunition's stored separately. The handgun's stored separately.
Mm-hmm.
They're closed up. They're not out. While you are transporting it there, I think it's probably at the discretion of the deputy or officer, but pretty much you're not going to have trouble with that. What they're trying to keep people from doing is conceal and carrying, where it's ready to go. Now, there's some people who say it's all about the money for this. And the Sheriff's Association, 67 counties in Alabama, these sheriffs say no. And the ones I know partially, these are all very pro-Second Amendment people. And they were bothered when they moved the age down. Think about the age moved from 21 to 18. All right, to be able to have a concealed carry permit.
Do you remember how long ago that
was? Was that 3 years ago, I think, they passed that? Maybe 3 years ago.
Okay.
They passed that. But I would point out that you can't legally, because of federal law, you can't purchase a handgun until you're 21. But you can have a concealed carry permit at 18. That was one of the changes. It's one of the changes they made a couple years ago, too. They went from a may issue to a shall issue. In other words, you have to show an extraordinary reason not to issue a concealed carry permit for somebody.
Whereas.
So it opens, in other places it's may issue, we are shall issue state.
Uh-huh.
So these things are adding up to saying, listen, it's pretty easy to get that concealed carry permit in our state. Some people say do away with it entirely. We'll find out what you think when we get back.
Thanks, Kane. 837 on FM Talk 106.5. I want to talk a minute about our friends over at McConnell Automotive. They've got a great selection of McConnell's Buicks and GMCs. And best place, their clearinghouse, McConnellAutomotive.com. You can find out about all of the great deals. I know we're just entering the month of February, and with each month they have new deals and some new great stuff to look at. I'm on McConnellAutomotive.com right now, and I'm looking at the brand new Terrain, the Arcadia, and of course that hot 2018 Sierra. They've also got a lot of new models, 2019s, but you can check out the deals at McConnellAutomotive.com. To find it easily, just Google McConnell Automotive and go see our friends live and in person at McConnell Automotive on Dolphin Street, just east of I-65.
All right, 837 FM Talk 106.5, phone number 343-0106, and John in Mobile up next. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. I got a quick question for Kelly. Have you been to Buc-ee's yet?
No, I have not been to Buc-ee's yet.
Okay, you need to make a trip, report back, because I think you'll be impressed.
What is it? There's a couple of people on the text line that want Kelly to go to Buc-ee's. Nobody wants me to go to Buc-ee's. Why don't I get to go?
Wait, excuse me. Let me ask a question. So what is it? What is so important that I must see when I go to Buc-ee's?
Well, I'll give you four words that it says on the sign.
Okay.
World famous restrooms.
World famous. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Because I have to tell you, having lived in Kansas City, I was very impressed with the Quick Trip restrooms. I mean, they smelled lovely. They had flowers in there.
Isn't it nice when it's just not destroyed?
Do they have cologne on the walls? Can you get cologne for 25 cents?
Okay.
No, I don't think so. Of course, I didn't go on the other side. I went in, but anyway.
Gotcha.
The Super Bowl commercials, I thought the NFL one hit it out of the park.
Yes.
Because it got, Marshawn Lynch with the sugar addiction or whatever he's got.
Skittles.
Going after the cake. Mike Singletary's eyes. Dion's, move when he's going in for a touchdown.
Prime time.
It was phenomenal.
I agree.
That was your favorite. That was your favorite.
Yeah, the Burger King with the supposed Andy Warhol was stupid.
Yep.
Agreed.
That was the dumbest one.
You're two for two.
The Kia one did tug at your heartstrings.
Okay, good. So you and I, and then Taxman on the text line said he liked that one too. That one, I usually like a goofy ad or something that makes me laugh or something like. But I got sucked into that one. I'm like, that's a great ad.
You didn't know where it was going.
Yep.
They talked about West Point, Georgia.
Can I stop for a second, though? In that ad, my only problem with that ad is, I mean, it does. It tugs at your heartstrings. I thought it was a great ad. But y'all don't run that vehicle through water that deep. You're going to break the engine block. It's going to suck water up into the engine and crack the engine block.
It said not to on the screen, Sean.
Surely you saw that in the fine print.
Why'd they drive it through the deep water? Okay, go ahead, John. I'm sorry.
And then was it Hyundai with Jason Bateman in the elevator that going up and down?
Oh, that was hilarious.
That was a really good one.
I thought that was pretty good. But the one the NFL did was that was hilarious. That was great.
I think that from the tongue-in-cheek standpoint, where Marshawn Lynch has been made out to be such a bad guy in so many different ways, and then you've quietly heard how he's given back to the community and to provided scholarships for children and everything, and the fact that he was the one to have to just taste that cake. And when that loose ball was on the ground, it was game on.
Bumbo!
Yes.
John, thank you for the call.
The 100th season of the National Football League. Tonight is not about the league.
What's up, Juju?
It's about football. It's about the players, the fans.
Going for the cake. Going for the cake.
There
he
goes.
And everything else that makes you say,
oh boy.
Bumbo!
Terry.
1, 2, let's go!
No can do, cowboy.
just a little clip. You'll have to watch it, but it is it's funny.
It had all the greats. Even Franco Harris makes an appearance.
That's
that was
right.
Outstanding.
Terry Bradshaw. Oh my goodness. It was good to look back. And then it became who's next? Who are we going to see next? Mm-hmm. Because you recognize them and you know how great they were in their respective positions.
There were also a couple commercials that were really, you know, they tugged at the heart, even featuring a Mobile guy. A.J. McCarron got in, and I think the campaign from Verizon.
That one about McCarron, I guess I had heard about that he had an accent when he was a kid, but hearing him describe it, there's like the short ad that ran during the Super Bowl, but if you go online, you get the extended explanation, and it must have been Mobile Fire Rescue back then, that because you saw Dog River that did that, and it was...
that's the first shot you see is his Mobile Fire Rescue.
Yeah, so that's Mobile Fire Rescue. Mm-hmm. You got the first responder. This was something that was 30-something years ago, or more than that. 30 years ago, and hearing AJ's mom talk about her, that was touching.
Yeah, and Verizon kind of had this campaign leading into the Super Bowl. So many of the different NFL players that have had, you know, close brushes with death, and then the first responders that came and saved them. Even Carson Tinker, he was a big part of this because of the tornadoes that tore through Tuscaloosa, and how he nearly died in that. But one of the main commercials for Verizon during the Super Bowl was Chargers head coach Anthony Lynn, and he's in this firehouse speaking to all of these first responders and talking about when he nearly died. He was hit by a vehicle and thrown, he said, 45 to 50 feet in the air. They said they don't know how he survived, but then he was surprised because the two first, I think they were firemen that were arrived on the scene, they were there, and then the woman who saved his life, the EMT that showed up on the scene, was also there, and he turned around when he realized that they were the ones who saved his life, and then he turned back around and there's a tear coming down his face. Just an outstanding commercial from Verizon.
Good stuff there. I went to go to the phones here. Also, a couple people have said that's exactly what I thought, and it's interesting to look through whether it was the question about the Roy Moore scandal during the Senate special election, where we all wondered where that information was before, why it came up just at election time about Roy Moore, and you know, how did that tip get dropped, and why didn't Republicans that were running against Roy Moore get that information in the primary, those kind of things. The way there's like, seems like there are stories on shelves waiting to be played, cards yet to be played in politics. It's like this Northam. You know, he says what he does about beyond the pale of any discussion that people have had so far about abortion. He's on a radio show and basically says, and you heard a reference to it earlier with David's call, and then all of a sudden the pictures of him, you know, in his medical school yearbook, first of all, which I thought they were all studying, but obviously they were partying and making stupid choices with their lives. These pictures of him, whether he's in blackface in that one or he was in blackface in the Michael Jackson movie, the doofus stuff that's not even, it's something that you thought would come up in an election prior, all of a sudden is played. So you wonder, part of me wonders, who had that information, had not brought it to light. It was okay with him to be in that position until he needed to be gone. Mm-hmm. So that was that information about what he had done, the bigoted stuff he had done in his past. Where was that on a shelf waiting to be played? All right.
You know, something's a hot button issue when you have both sides wanting the person to step down.
Yeah, for different reasons. Democrats want him out. I think hopefully both sides and good people on both sides want him out because the inappropriate and bigoted nature of what he did. Then on top of it, there's the layer of politics of Republicans want him out because maybe it gives them a chance to run. They rerun against the lieutenant governor the next time.
Right.
Or Democrats want him out because obviously this guy is stepped in it. And then him trying to say, he said it was him and now it's not him. And he did
But I think from what I've heard from a Democratic standpoint is that the Democrats were comfortable having him step aside because the lieutenant governor is a Democrat and is a young guy. And they could see him growing into that position. But I think a lot of this has to do with some people are not familiar with the history of blackface and why that's offensive. And so when you better understand that, it may shape how you respond to this type of controversy.
Well, you would think that, and I want to get, because we got calls we got to get to, but I want to, we'll get to this in the next segment too, because if he would have come out and said, I don't know how much it would change the dialogue on this, but if he'd have come out and said, yes, that's me.
Right.
I did a horrible thing. This was not a good choice. I was young. I did something stupid. But for him to come out and semi-admit it and then come back and say, no, I'm further research. It's not, he's stepping in the lie trap. And, and he's, at that point, you know, I mean, it's all over. It's all over but the singing.
You can interchange what the controversy is when someone comes out and apologizes for something. Then they come back and say, actually, that was not me. But here's what I do remember. But if you're saying that you remember doing the exact same
right.
action, but at a different time, and you're self-reporting.
It's...
It's
okay. I want to get to Walt on before we go to the break. Hey, Walt.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kelly. Good morning, Dalton. And good morning, Knucklehead.
thank you, man.
Hey, no problem. Listen, I want to add to the carrying without a concealed permit, whether you're in a vehicle, whether it's your car, your truck, as long as it's more than a two-step process. You have a gun. It doesn't have to be locked, but you can have a gun in a glove compartment. You can have ammo in the center console, or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
You
have separate.
Ammo, you know, you can have the ammo laying in the back seat. You can have the pistol in the dash. As long as it's more than a two-step process, it doesn't have to be first, you know, concealed locked up in the trunk or in the toolbox or
right.
the glove compartment. As long as it's more than a two-step process to get to it.
Right, and that's what the sheriff said. I was probably making a very broad and oversimplified version of it because I didn't want to be, you know, having to discuss nuance for the whole hour, you know?
Well, you know, Alabama is an open carry state, but as soon as you step in your vehicle, then your vehicle is, it may still be on your hip. But
you're concealing, sure.
Concealed permit. The only way you can get in the vehicle, and you actually don't get in the vehicle, you get on the vehicle, is a motorcycle. And then you can still carry it on the vehicle in the open, and it's still
which is a cool look. Which is a cool look, and if as long as you have, I would suggest you don't use a drop holster if you do that. Get an Uncle Mike's with a top tab, you know, locking mechanism to keep it in there.
Who are you, Eric Estrada now, Chips?
Walt does this, y'all. He's an instructor here, and so he knows this law. What do you think, Walt? I got to ask you. I'm going to delay the news break for a second because so Gerald Allen's bill's back up, and I go round and round because you know, you and I are both obviously pretty friendly to Second Amendment rights for people, but at the same time, I do hear the argument made by law enforcement to have the mechanism of a concealed carry permit. What's your take on it?
Well, I agree with that 100% because I carry everywhere I go, whether it's Mississippi, Louisiana, Georgia. I'm not going to say South Carolina
because you can't.
They don't
right.
recognize.
Yeah. Nor does Colorado, but yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, even New Orleans is you can still carry in New Orleans. You just can't carry into an establishment that sells alcohol if it's a bar.
Yeah, that leaves seven places in New Orleans, but yes.
Yeah. Now, you can go into a restaurant that sells alcohol, and the law, as far as that goes, if the establishment gets more than 60% of their income from alcohol, then it's considered a bar.
Right, and the same thing is true here in Alabama. I mean, that you can go to, like I've simplified it before, I said, you can go to a bar and grill, you just can't go to a bar.
Correct. But I do think that we still need to have the permit. Like you mentioned earlier about, you know, you don't have to have it in Alabama, but you got to have it in Florida. So you need to have something when you go from Alabama to Florida. Now, some states are still open carry, but to get to that state, you got to carry it concealed. So, thus, you still need to have the permit. And I don't want to step on anybody's NRA rights, I mean their Second Amendment rights, but I think before you get one, like in some states, you have to take a gun class.
I do too. That gets me some pushback, but I'll take it. I've thought about the same thing, if you want to take the next step into concealed carry, and I'm because I believe in that Second Amendment right so strongly, if you're just going to have it at your home or you're going to open carry or something like that, then I have no business telling you anything beyond your rights. But if you want to step in the next level of concealed carry, I am positive about the idea of having some sort of training. I like it.
Yes, correct. And it's a safety thing more than anything. It's not it's saying you've got to have it. You have to have an NRA class. You have to have a this kind of class or that kind of class. It's a safety thing for you personally and the people around you.
Yep, I agree with you, man. I got to jump and run to the news break, but always appreciate talking to you, man. Be good. Right, 8:51. Yes.
When we come back, can I tell you how you can obtain a permit for those who are interested?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. We can talk about that. Take some calls on that. And I love this text. We'll get to it when we get back. It's something kind of like what happened in that NFL ad when mm-hmm. the football hit the floor. Good text. We'll be right back. Hey, thanks, Kane. 855 FM Talk 106.5. Heads up, you got junk piled up, be it at your office, your storage unit, your home possibly, outside your home possibly. You got junk, you want it gone, you need the pros, and that is 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It's also my buddy Trey. Trey Bennett and his crew working here in Mobile and Baldwin counties, doing work at commercial properties, your home, maybe storage unit that you have not seen the contents of in a year or so, but dutifully every month you cut that check. Hey, save money. Get 1-800-GOT-JUNK to come out. They'll get it all gone in one motion. You say, okay, here it is. They give you a price. If you agree on that price, that's the price you pay, no matter if the job turns out to be bigger than they thought it was or not. So get the new year started right. Get organized. Get rid of the junk and save money. Check them out online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or pick up the phone and call them at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. All right, 8:56, FM Talk 106.5. A couple items, and we'll carry some of these through to the midday show. Of course, Gerald Allen's bill's back. I'd talk about concealed carry. And I'm just one of these people that I want people to have the freedom to have their firearms. At the same time, I respect the opinion of a lot of people in law enforcement that tell me this makes their job more dangerous. If you have people being able to not at least pass some basic measure before they have a law to conceal and carry. It also helps them when they come up to a vehicle and there's a gun in there and everybody's claiming it's not their gun. It helps law enforcement with that.
I just wanted to add, what's also part of this law is a gun owner with no permit can carry a pistol in their vehicle only if it's unloaded and locked in a compartment out of reach of the driver and the passengers. If you want to obtain a pistol permit, a gun owner fills out an application and the sheriff's office then conducts a criminal background check. State law prohibits people convicted of certain felonies and domestic violence misdemeanors from possessing a pistol, as well as, quote, anyone of unsound mind.
Right.
So just wanted to add a little texture.
Yeah, so it has really changed where it is a lot harder to deny one than to grant one in the state. So, you can get yours, and now you can get them for multiple years in a row, and you can have
yours?
Them. So, look, you want to talk about, just we'll tell the folks how.
Who is that baby in this picture?
There you go. We'll just leave it at that. I may or may not have a concealed carry permit. I may or may not have a firearm.
Just be forthright with your information. Don't make us find out after an investigation as I drop a coffee cup.
Hey, with that, we got to clean up some spills, and we'll be back tomorrow morning at 6.
Sorry.
Check us out online, fmtalk1065.com.